Vayter in Shasvir and Sanhedrin of Zion, picking up 20 lines down, fourth word. Shemaya v'shasi sheva zemiros hava semen. There's a guy who's walking along the way and he says, Tuvi the Shem of others. Fortunate is somebody who hears getting, you know, gets himself getting disgraced and he gets used to this. Says Rashi, that means that Ashrav Sheshomecher Paso, he gets disgraced. Vishosek, he's quiet, and he gets used to behaving like that. He doesn't respond. By being quiet, 100 bad things that would have happened to him will pass by him. Says Rashi, Holchu lehem b'shtikaso me'er ro'os ha'yu bo'os alav al yedei ha'tagar. Right through that fight, just being quiet, you know, that's so many bad things. Look at somebody gets into a fight, one bad thing, another bad thing, another bad thing. It's just not worth it, just be let it go. Amar lei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, k'rak siv poter mayim rishon madon. He said that the pasuk says, when it says releasing water, is the beginning of strife. Which is teaching us Reish Meyadine. What does that mean? It's the beginning of strife. It's the beginning of 100 fights and things that are coming. It says Rashi, Poter Mayim, Hamaskol Posech Biktata, Hutchis Meyadine. When you start the fight, it's the beginning of like 100 ones. Madon, Dotrikon Meyadani. It's like 100 times. Or Madon Megamacher Meyad, it comes out to be 100. This person walking along the way and he said, for two or three stealings, a thief doesn't get the smack done. Says Rashi, Klomer, im over. Adam Avera, Pamayim, Mashallah, she's doing Avera two or three times, Lo Ba, Lo Peronos, and you know, he doesn't get the smackdown for it, doesn't have any retribution for it. Al Yitma, De Atrei, Tlas, Ganava, Lo Miktil, Vesofa, Lilkos, Bachron. Don't think like, oh, you're off the hook and everything's good. Understand it's going to come eventually. Amalei Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Krok, Seh, the Pasuk says, Ko Amar Hashem, Al Shlosha, Pisha, Yisrael, Varba, Lo Shivanu. The Pasuk says that regarding three sins of Israel, I'm going to let it go, but in terms of the fourth, I'm not going to turn away. They are going to get punished for the fourth one. So a lot of times people think, oh, I'm safe, you know, nothing happened to me. Don't think just because nothing happened to you now means nothing will happen. It just means whatever. Hashem is Erech HaPayim, he gives a chance to tshuva, take advantage. Who Dava come about? There's a guy walking along and he says, Shav Beri L'Shalama. There are, says Rashi, Sheva Boros, Mekuyos Leragle Ish Shalom Umekulam Yenatzel. There's seven pits that are there for the feet of a person of peace, and he's saved from every one of them. V'chada la'aved bish, but there's only one for that who is doing the wrong thing. Says Rashi, Losa Rasha, somebody like a Rasha, even one pit and he'll fall into it. Amar Leish Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Krux, if the Pasuk goes back, set up, Kishev Yipot Tzadik V'kam, that the righteous person will fall seven times and get back up. Says Rashi, Yipol, but Takala Rishona Habalo, the end of the Pasuk is Kishev Yipot Tzadik V'kam, Urishoim Yikashlu B'ra'a, and that is that they're going to fall even in the first thing that comes their way. This guy's walking along and he's saying, someone who leaves court and they take his coat away. Says Rashi, Misha Natal Basin Talisa Laparo Lachar means because the guy was not Chayev from the basin, they found that he was really Chayev to pay. And now they take the coat in order to pay. Lomer Zemer Veliza Barcha. You should sing a song as it goes along the way. Says Rashi, Hov, it didn't emes, Danu. Lohifsit Klum, since it didn't emes, he doesn't lose that at all. El Gzela Hutsio Miado. This Gzela, it's taken out of his hand. Obviously, it wasn't his. Should be happy. This is a whole new perspective on these type of situations. You lose a court case, instead of going bah humbug and getting all upset and angry, recognize that, you know what, that maybe I'm supposed to have this thing over here. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Kurag Sev, if the Pasuk backs this up, Vagam Kola Amazeh Al Makoma Yovel B'Shalom. This, the Pasuk says in by Shemos, that and also all this nation shall arrive at their place in peace, right? This is all the people that leave Moshe's court, even people who lost, they would go in peace. Says Rashi, B'Yisrok Siv, Mashma Lo Shno, Zakev Lo Shno Chayev, Kulon B'Mashma. Yisro is telling Moshe Rabbeinu how to set up a court system, and at the end, when they go to him, they come out, Zakir Chayev, it doesn't matter, they're happy that they have the Din Emes. Ahudava Kamavaz, there's a guy who's walking along the road and saying, He noima vidikula shafil. That is that if she, the woman, sleeps, the basket goes lower. Meaning to say, says Rashi, kisha isha me nam nemes, when she's like dozing off, asal shal rosha, shehino senes bo pilcha, When she's lowering her head, so the business, the value goes down. Because she's lazy. And the cares not recognized. V'kulan mishalos. I notice there's a mishalom here. So the woman sleeps, the basket goes down. Notice someone who's lazy, the quality goes down. Omer Yishmael Rav Yehuda. Kroksiv. Riva Pasuk, which says, in Koheles, that is, Ba'atziltayim Yimecha Mekara, says that through being lazy, the ceiling will sag, will go down, right? So you be careful, make sure that things don't fall. Ha'udah da'havak ha'omer ba'azel, this guy's walking along and saying, Gavra derechitzna alei, the man in who I trust, Adye legize v'kam, he lift up his fist and stood and came against me, says Rashi, Har megrofo alive, Amad Lanegi, lifted his fist and came against me. Amad Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Kra, I have a pasuk that says this, that Krok Siv, Tehillim Gam Ish Shlomi, Asher B'tachti Bo, even my Ish Shlomi, my man of peace that I was trusted in, he came up and he came against me. Ahu davakam avatzil. There was a person who was walking along and saying, "Ki rechim tin havaziza." When our love was us was strong, says Rashi, "Kisha ohav." When my love between myself and my wife was really strong, apusya desafsira shivan. We could even lie down together on the amount of space, which is the width of a sword. Says Rashi, al roch of a saif, ani shochem shenenu. Like, it could be a very small area, and we're fine, because we're so in love, and everything's great. Hashta, the law is these are chimtin. But when our love is not strong, ooh, in such a case, puria bar shitin garmide losagilim. A bed that's 60 amos isn't big enough for us. So Rashi says, losagilim means low dialogue is not enough. Amr avhuna, kreiksiv, a pasuk goes back to self, meikarik siv, and that is the relationship between us and Hashem. Originally, it writes, this is in Shemos, V'onadati l'chosham b'dibarti chamei al kaporos, and I, Hashem, will meet you, Moshe, there, and I'm going to speak with you from above the kaporos, the covering, meaning of the Aron. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Aron tisha v'kaporos tefach. The Aron was 9 tefachim, and the tefach was only one, and the cover was a tefach, harekan asara. So therefore we see over here 10 tefachim. So when the love between Hashem and us is strong, then the presence of Hashem would rest on this area of the which was 10 tefachim off of the ground. It was right over there, it was very close, and it was only 1.5 amma long. It was a very small area. Uksiv, but we also, the pasuk says in Malachim, Abayis Yabana Melech Shlomo LaHashem Shishim Amma Orko B'Shishim V'Eshem Loach B'Shosam Amma Kamasa Da'asik Shlomo Melech built for Hashem. It was 60 Ammas by 20 Ammas by 30 of a height. The Lesof Ksiv Ko Amar Hashem Hashamayim Kisiv Aretz Adom Ragli Eiz Abayis Asher Tivnali. And Hashem said that so says Hashem, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What else can you build for me? Meaning after the Deir Averus, and even the Beis HaMikdash was so big, 30 by 60 by 20, wasn't big enough for Hashem to go and hang out over there. So basically, when things are going well, he can hang out even just on the cover of the Aron. But when they're not going well, there's not even enough space for him to be there with us, even if it's a huge Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says to himself, the Beis HaMikdash are gavoah, shloshem am of Aruch HaShishem, and kishchotu nemelem, to be there in a relationship with you. Now, says the Gemara, this is going back on the case when we said that there was someone going on with Shub, and Karcha said that a Talmud shouldn't hold back his pshat, and even if it's in front of his Rebbe, if he sees his Rebbe, he's making a mistake. And it basically the pasuk lo sagru mipnei ish, which means don't hold back because of a man. When we see the lashon of lo sagru is a lashon of don't hold back. My mash b'dai lo sagru lishta dechanoshehu. How do you know it's the type of thing where a person is refraining or holding back? Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Kala, pasuk says v'yai. But wine you should not drink or gather in. Rav Acha, right, so that means that's the concept of gathering it in or holding it in. Lo sagru, don't gather in your pshat, as if not to say it. Rather go ahead and speak up, so we find it from this pasuk over here. Rav Acha by Yaakov Ami, says, we learn it from the following. Tochin b'kayitz lachma agura b'katzir machala. She prepares her food in the summer and gathers agra, her food, during the harvest season. You got the food during the katzir. You make katzir. In the Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Yikam, he says, "Me'acha." I know we learn it from the following idea: Olger b'kayitz bein maskil. A wise son gathers in the summer. Zok the next simon. Embes memun yira simon. We're going to see a bunch of teaching now with Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Here we go. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. I'm Rav Yochanan. Kol Dayan Shadan Din Emes Lamito. Any judge that judges honestly, completely, and totally, you know, the Amito, Masher Shechina B'Yisrael, then the Shechina is going to rest there. Shechina, the Pasuk says, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, Mekarev Elokim Yishpat. Shem stands in the Divine Assembly, in the midst of the judges, he shall judge. Right? So what does that mean? What's pshat that he's going to stay there? Because in the midst of judges, he's going to judge over there. And that is that if you have true judgment, that's where the Shekhinah is going to be. If you don't do it, so you cause the Shekhinah to be removed from the B'nai Yisrael. Shekhinah, as the Pasuk said, Mishod Aniyim Me'en Kasev Yonim Ato Okum Yomer Hashem V'Gomer. The Pasuk says, because of the oppression of the poor, because of the cry of the needy, now I will arise. Zay Gezok Hashem. Right, what's going to happen? He's going to rise. He's going to get up. Ata Okum, Rashi says that Estalek Mishar Beisden. I'm going to remove myself from Beisden. He's going to remove himself from the court in such a case of the oppression when it's not done properly. From Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonah son, Kodayin Shenotu Mizel V'Nosin Lazeh Shalokadin. Any of you have a judge who goes and takes money from one and gives it to another one, but it's wrong, you shouldn't have done it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Notu Mimenu Nafshu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take his soul. That's intense. Shenamar Al Tigzo Dal Ki Dalu V'Al Tidake Ani B'Shar. The Pasuk says, don't rob the poor because he's poor, and don't oppress the afflicted in the gate. Ki Hashem Yariv Rivam V'Kaveh Es Koveim Nafesh. Hashem will fight, their battle, and rob the life of those who rob them. Nice. There's an interesting idea, finding that Lashon of Kava. We see that in other places also, but here we see it coming up in Mishle. That the word Kava means to rob or to steal. When he says Kaveh Itam L'Torah, Kavati L'Torah, nice pshat of Kavati L'Torah, means you steal time to study Torah. You have a moment here, grab it. Grab these moments. A judge should always see as though there's a sword that's resting between his thighs. V'gehenem psuchal abitachtov, and Gehenem is open underneath him. In other words, be very careful when you're a judge. Peep, turn the page, Zayin Mabez. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hine mitosha shal shlom ashishim gibor misalvullah, mi gibor yisol. Oh, good old Kriya Shema Lamita. Says Rashi, mitosha shal shlom shechino shal makom, Shishim Giborim Talmidei Chacham Shishim Lav Dafka. So it says this: the Mitasa Shishlomo, like the bed of Shlomo, 60 mighty scholars. That's what I mean. The bed of Shlomo means over here. It's referencing the Beis Hamikdash. 60 mighty men are Torah scholars, are all around mighty men of Israel. Kulam Chuzicharev. All of them have swords and Melunde Melchama. They're skilled in Halacha, meaning they know how to fight halachically back and forth. Rashi says Melchama Shel Torah, and each has a sword, charba al yerecho, on their thigh, mipachad balelos, because of the fear of the nights. Mipachta shel gehenim shedom lelaila, because of the fear of gehenim, which is similar to the nighttime. So be very careful when you're judging. Dorsh Rabbi Shai Vitim Rabbi Nachman Ari Yitzchak. What does it mean? It says the Pasuk Yirmiyo. Da base David Koamar Hashem Dina Leboker Mishpat Vatzilu Gazel Miad Oshik. What does it mean when the Pasuk says that, the house of David, so says Hashem, execute judgment in the morning and deliver the one that has been robbed from the hand of the oppressor? What's going on here? It's talking about the morning. What does that mean? V'chiba boker? Danim v'chali yomein danim? Is it only in the morning time that that's happened? Because it says, do judgment in the morning. That's the only time. Ela im bar. No, what does it mean? Im bar l'cha adav v'chiba boker amre. What he's saying is that if the issue is clear to you like the morning, then go ahead and then paskin. Says Rashi that hadin kiboker shu meir omrehu. Did I get to that yet? Right, Adover Gaboker Amrehu. Right, then go ahead and say it. Rashi says V'Hachi Mashma Dino Laboker Hutzio Laor Mishpat. V'im lav, and if not, then al tomreyu. Don't say it. If you don't know the psak well, then don't start speaking up and passing things that are, you know, who knows what's and what knows who's. Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Yonasan, Me'acha. We learn it from here. Amar l'chach me'choseyat, say the wisdom, you are my sister. Im bar l'cha adover ka'choscha she'asur l'cha. If it's a matter so clear to you like your sister's also to you, then Amreyu, then go and say it, v'im lav, and if not, then al tomreyu. Do not, don't say anything. Okay, Amar b'shur ben Levi, Asara she'yoshem b'din. If you have 10 people that are going sitting to judge, kolar toli b'tzavar kulan, a chain hangs around the neck of each one of them, and each one of them is going to be responsible if something goes wrong. Says Rashi, onsho shalataya, the punishment for, you know, being swayed or the mistakes. Says Gor Pshita, obviously, if they're all part of the judgment, then they're all going to be responsible. Lo tzricha lo tamad yoshef de rabbi, this is talking about a case where the student is in front of his Rebbe while the Rebbe is doing the case. If the student realizes the Rebbe is making a mistake and he's quiet, then he's going to be also chayav for what has happened. He says Rashi, ubad din lefte rabbi v'hu lo niskak ledavar, nanash im shasak v'hu mevin v'rabbi shetoah. You realize the Rebbe made a mistake and you're quiet, then it's on you as well. Rav Huna ki hava alsi dina lekamei. Rav Huna, when you stand for judgment, come in front of him. What would he do? Mikle from Maisi Asar Abanan Mibei Rav. You're going to bring these great 10 great sages from the house of Rav, and Amen. You would say ki heichi delimtion shiba mikishura, so that every one of them will get a little bit of the beam. Says Rashi, she yagienu nesoras ktana, like a little splinter, a little chip of wood, minakar from the beam. There's a mistake, Nita, there's some sort of mistake over there. Yishtali sha'onesh ben kulan v'yakil me'alai. V'yakil me'alai. We're going to split up the punishments, all of us, and it'll be easier for me. Sheba's the Saurus, he said, is like a chip of wood here, like a splinter of wood. Ki shebib shem ya'azor. Let's try that again. Ki shvavim yiye egel shomron. So it means this is a type of splinter that's going on. Rav Ashi gave us a trifsa lekameh. When Rav Ashi had a shayla, asked him about a treifa in front of him. Michli from Aisilu kulu tabche the masum mechasya. He would bring down all the butchers from this town of Rashi's Bikin betreifas or Bikin. They were experts in treifas mechasya. And Amar, he would then say that kihechid delimtion shiba mikshur again. So they're going to get, so that every one of us will get only a little bit of this chip of the beam. Kiyasar Avdimi Amar, Avdimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. He said, Darish of Nacham Bar Kohen, Maidach Siv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? Melech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz v'ishtrumos yehersenu. The king, through justice, supports the world, but the man of gifts overthrows it. What does that mean? Im dayon, domen lemelech shana shokla klum. If the judge is a king who doesn't need anything, yamen aretz, he's going to uphold the world. Meaning, if this guy is so intelligent, and he has, Rashi says, shepaki b'tiv dinim, umali chachma kemelech zeh shu ashir, he has so much wisdom, like this king has all this wealth, then everything is going to work out, everything will be good. But if like a coin is going on the threshing floor to go to collect, Rashi says, Lishol Trumosov, then this is going to be something, he's going to overthrow it. It's going to cause destruction. That ain't no good thing. Story time. The Bay Nasiya Ukuma Daina the Lava Gamir. The Nasi, the house of the Nasi, he pointed to the judge, but he wasn't a learned individual, Bonagid. And what happened? Amale Yehuda Li Yehuda by Nachmeni Mitor Gemani Dirish Lakish. And the Nasi said to Yehuda Rachmeni, who was the one who was the translator for Ish Lakish, Kum Ale Bamora, stand as a speaker for this person. Kam Gachar Alei, so Rabbi Nachmani stood and bent over this judge. V'lar Alei V'lamidi, but the judge didn't say anything to him. Pasav Varmer, Rabbi Nachmani, he started by saying, Hoi Omer La'etz Hakitza Uri La'evin Dumam. Woe to him that say to wood, wake up, to a silly stone, arise. Hu Yora, Hinehu Tafus Zav V'kesef V'chol ruach emikirbo. Can it teach who yoreh? Behold, it's overlaid with gold and silver, and there's no breath in it at all. V'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lipar, is going to pay him back mima'amidim, those people, from those that appoint these judges that are not meant to be judges. The pasuk says in the next pasuk, Hashem in his holy temple, O entire earth, be quiet before him. Says Rashi, Samach lahaikra dahavi omer la'etsa kitsa ora la'evin, hu yore hine hu tafus, kskasav haim mi. Has to be part of Kol Haaretz, Yachal al Oven Hazeh as Kol Haaretz. Okay, bad news, basically. You don't want to do that. Hashem will give the smack down for people who go ahead and do such a thing. Has to be part of. Okay. Amar Yishlagish. Yishlagish says, Kol Hamayim Dayan Shein Hagen. If you set up a Dayan, a judge that's not Roy, is fit to be the judge. Kilo Nate Asher Bisa. It's like one planted in Asherah. I'd say Asherah, that's Avodah Zarah in Israel. Shenem Ashoftim Shoftim Titin Lecha. You should go and you put judges and officers. However, right after it says, don't plan for yourself in Asherah. So we see the connection. Rashi says, Mashma Dayan. The Chseir by Kol Eitz means a Dayan. Kol Ki Hadam Eitz Asado, Mekminen Le, a Talmud. Okay, Amar Rav Ashi, Rashi says, Makam Sheish Talmide Chachamim, and in a place where there are Talmide Chachamim, well, if you put a scholar over there that's not Roy, Kilo Nato Eitzel Mizbeach, it's like you put the Asherah next to the Mizbeach. Shenem Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. Like the Pasuk says at the end, near the Mizbeach of Hashem, your God. And we know that the Talmidei Chachamim are considered like that. It says Rashi, Talmidei Chachamim, Mechaprin Umeginin K'Mizbeach. They atone for it and they protect, just like the Mizbeach does. K'sev Lo Sasu Niti Elohei Chasav Elohei Zav. It says, don't make with me gods of silver and of gold. It's only silver and gold. Let's be mutter to do out of wood. Of course, that's what's going on. It means a judge that came about because of kesef, because of silver. Meaning he got bribed. Rashi says, "Dain should you do a dish and not some mumin lemelachakach." He became dying because he paid in order to get in. Veloha ba b'shul zav, for the one who paid with gold in order to get in. Rav ki hava asi lebedina amar hachi. When Rav would come to court, he would say the following idea: Rav ki hava asi lebedina amar hachi. Birus nafshe leketala nafik utzvi beise less who David. Okay, there's a lot going on. Of his own decision, this person is going to his death. In other words, he's speaking about himself. If I make a mistake, she says, "Liktala lisa alav chet v'al atzma yomer utzvi beise lesu avid," and the work of his house. She says, "Sarche beise the needs of his house ain't osakan." He's not doing over here when he's in court. V'reikan lebeise ayil, and he returns to his house empty-handed. Rashi says, "Ain't a mistaker, kind of clue. He doesn't gain anything over here by being a judge. He's just going ahead. He's taking care of that. And so he's putting himself in danger, not doing it home, not bringing anything home. Well, the vay should they be a kiyasiya? If only it should be that the same. My returning to my house would be like when I left it. When I left it without a ver, I should come back without a ver also." Rashi says, "Shachsel lebeisi kiyasiya, be kiyasiya kshiyatzasi mebeisi below chait shalo eta venas. I shouldn't make a mistake." And then get some sort of punishment for it. An amazing thing, the judges, they come, and what do? They don't get paid for doing this, and the only thing they can take, maybe schar batal or whatever, but they're not getting paid to do this, and they're putting themselves in danger, and they're taken away from their family, and halavai, it should be that they come back without making any mistakes. Ki havi chazi ambuha abasre, when Rav would see that there was a crowd of chachamim that were following him, Rashi Siyas Anashim, a group of people, Omar, he would say the following: Im Yalul Shamayim Sio Kigelilo Lanetzach Yoved. If his stature rises to the heavens, he shall perish forever like his waist. Right? In other words, he would do that, Rashi says, Kadesh Shalot Tezuach Daito Allah Hay Omer Kach Kiglola Glalre. In other words, he wanted to. Just means the stuff comes going to the bathroom. He wanted to lower himself to not have to get to a state of gaiva. all these people are following you. But he says, yeah, you know what? I go so high, and I mess myself up. I'm going to go so low. Marzutra chasida ki havam chatfe le b'shabsa derigla, when his students would carry him on their shoulders during the times of the Shabbos of the Regel. Rashi says, no sin of son al-kasev, so he's a kenim, v'en yicholim loritz, v'matzrichan is a tzibor, lamad with him. It was hard. They were older, and they couldn't run, and they were chirch to people to stand there. L'fikach, hayu avdeim, no sin of son maher, they would carry them quickly, b'shabbos of Regel. Shabbos, shesholam bo b'hilchas of Regel, v'en yicholim b'kodim of Regel, 30 days before they would go in the Darshan. Amar Achi said the following idea, again, also to not get too arrogant. He would say, Ki loli olam chosen ve'im nezer l'dor v'dor. For riches are not forever, and does the crown endure for all generations? Darish bar kapara minah milsa de'amu rabbanon hevum esunim adin. Where do they learn out this idea? They should be slow and deliberate in your judgment. Rashi says, Mesunin means regilin behamtana. Before you go and you basically cut it and you paskin, make sure you take time to get clarity. Tachsev, as the pasuk says, lo sa'ale b'maylos. Right? This is when you're going up to the Mizbeach, it's do not ascend steps, it's going to be a ramp. And then after it says the words, ve'ela hamishpatim. These are the rulings, the teachings. These are the laws. Rashi says, but Milos means b'chazaka b'mutza, with strength and with quickness. Right? Don't go up these things with strength and quickness. And it's right next to Ve'ela Mishpatim. Take your time when you go ahead and you are paskining. Amar Rabbi Elazar, a little switcher over there. Binayin l'dayin shelo yifsal roshei am kodesh. From where do we learn that the judge should not step over the head of holy people? Says Rashi, what does that mean? Kishayim, Maturgam and Dorish, when he would darshan over there, the Maturgam, the one who was next to the Rav, and he would speak it out. What he did, how you had Tzibor Yoshan, they were sitting Laris, from Mafsia Beneam Lelech Vileshe Bemkomo, Nirik Mafsia Roshan. Right? When they're all sitting on the ground to hear what's going on, someone wanted to get to this place, it would look like he's stepping over them. So we asked, from doing this, because it's disrespectful for the people that are sitting over there. Shenema Los Alabama Los, don't go on steps. And these are the judgments. Right, so it's coming to tell you this concept applies even to the judges. I'm careful to teach this idea. I even warn the judges to behave the proper way. Asher tasim, right? The pasuk says that. What's Asher Tosim? And these are the judges that you shall place. Asher Talam de Miboyle. It's just that the ones that you teach, what's Asher Tosim that you're going to be placing? This word is talking about the Kalim, the tools of the Dayanim. It says, Shaykhabahu, Sima, Dover, Metal, Dvar, Metaltel. Some of that can be placed. Rav Huna, Kavanafik Ledina, Amar Achim. When you go out to Din, he would say, Apiku li mane chanusai, take out for me the tools of my trade. Makel ratsua, v'shofar of a sandal, my stick, my strap, my horn, and the sandal. With the stick, you give the smackdown for people. Rashi says ratsua le malchus, makel le malchus mardus hashiachzibo, shofar le shamta v'nidoy, sandal le chalitza. The ritzua is to give the strap is for Malchus. Makal, the stick is for Makas Mardus. What's Makas Mardus? That is that the rabbinical Malchus that a person gets, they don't listen until he does the right thing. A shofar is for to do Shamta, and neither person goes into here in Cheirim of sorts, in the able of shofar. And Salas do Chalitza. So he called it the tools of his trade. That's what it means. That's your tassim, things that you can actually place, the different tools. Okay, let's talk more about these tools here. Vatzavis es shofteichem be'esa, he, the pasuk says that, and I will command your judges at that time. Amar Yochanan, keneged makel ratzua. This is telling us with reference to the use of a stick and the strap in court, to hey zaris, to be very careful. Rashi says we have the word vatzaveh, kol tzava loshen zirizu, zirizus. The tiny we're looking at a Kamar Kedushin. Koma Kedushin, Metzavin, Loshen Zeroes, Tzav means something to zeros, which means to do it quick and to use it to go for it with power and quickness. Val ma zeros ala makel valaritzua shu metil and aim al tzibur, that should put aim of fear on the tzibur l'shem shemayim, but also have to make sure that we're being careful with it, that it shouldn't be used in the wrong way. Rashi says, as Tosfos says, tei zaris shalol hatil aim al tzibur l'radosam yosam, not too much. Right, so that's you have to be careful with. Shamoa ben achechem ushvatetem. Hear between your brothers and judge them. Rashi says, "Kishu shneim yachad shamu divrayim, velo tishmu divrei zeh belo zeh." When there's two of them together, you should hear both of them and don't hear this one, not this one. Shemesader divrei sheker kedivrei emes, lefisha ein machtishan umikevan shalev adai notalo l'schus. So let's read this out. Hear between your brothers and judge them. A judge shouldn't go and listen to only one of the litigants until the other one comes and he shows up. And not only that, it's warning a litigant that he may not make his case to the judge until the other one gets there. Right? And the pasuk can also be read, make heard between your brothers. Make sure that they're there. Like Rashi was just saying, that if one comes in and says his case, then the judge is now going to feel sway towards that guy. There's no one else in front of him. He's going to feel that. And when the other one comes in, it's going to be really hard to see the case with a objective eye. So you have to have them there. Rav Kahana Amar Mehacha. He says, we learn it. We can learn it from here. Milosisa losasi. We can... You shall not accept a... which means you shall not make. Losisa can be read losasi, which means you shouldn't make a false... Don't accept a false report. I mean, you shouldn't make a false report be accepted. Rashi says, losakabel shimashav asar ladayim v'kari be'nami losasi asar lebaldin. Right? So it can be read sisa or sasi. Shvatim tzedekim, judge them with righteousness. Amar Rish Lakish, tzedek is adin v'achech chatcheu. This means determine, the first get clarity, the accuracy of the din, and then go ahead and paskin. First get clarity and make sure you have it good. Bein ish ubein achiv, between him and his brother. We're dashing a whole pasuk over here, right? So bein ish ubein achiv. Amar of Yehuda, Yehuda says, afilu bein bayis la'aliyah. This is doing a judge to make an exact split, even between the bottom floor of a house and the upper floor. Rashi gives an example, that is, a bein ish bein achiv shenaflam bayis b'irusha. Each of these two brothers, they get a inheritance of this house. Al tomer tul ata bayis v'achicha aliyah. You take the lower floor, and he'll take the upper floor. Uma b'kach, harei l'kol echad yesh lo dira. Each of you have your own dira. Ela ha'aleo son b'damim b'hishva chalukasam ha'yidimos. You have to split up according to actually value, because the bottom floor might be $1 million, and the top floor half a million. You have to work it out, that each get like 750 in such a case. And a stranger with him. Rashi says, Loshen Megor, Tashmishri Dira. Alma Rabbi Huda, Afilu Bain Tanur the Kirayim. Again, this means Ben Gerim is literally in a stranger with him. Alma Rabbi Huda, Afilu Bain Tanur the Kirayim. That's making the judges to be careful and exact the vision, even between an oven and a Kirayim. What is this? Says Rashi that, like we said, Lashon Megor Tashmishe Dira. That's the tashmish that things used in the dira. Al tomer yitol zet tomer v'zakir. You take your tanur, I'll take the kira. Shere tanur adif shal akir. It's better. V'tzarech lehosif damim. You'd have to add money to it if you're going to go and take such a thing over there. Lo sakir upon him v'mishpat. Don't respect persons, a pure person, when it comes to judgment. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo sakirehu. Do not recognize a person, meaning a person who you love. You can't go and judge him because in the way that you're going to love him. That's just im hu ohevcha, if it's someone that you really love, obviously you can't judge in his favor. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, losenakrehu, don't treat a person who you hate like a stranger. Says Rashi, imu sonacha losase lo kinachri lechayva. They're going to go ahead and now make him be chayav. As we see in the following story time, there was the host of Rav came in front of Rav to get judged. And Amarlo, he says to Rav, Lavush Bezichna, weren't you my guest? Amarlo, he says, in, yeah. Amarlo, Dina Isli. He says, okay, I got a din over here and I want you to judge it. Amarlo, so Rav said to him, beep, turn the page. Chesam Manav, Psilna Lach Ladina, I'm disqualified to do a judgment for you, says Rashi, Shis Kartani Tovascha, because you reminded me that it's good that that you did for me. Amarle of Rav Lerav Kahana, Rav said to Rav Kahana, Pukadaine, go and judge this guy. Chazye Dahava Kagoizbe. Rav Kahana saw that the man was behaving towards Rav in a way which is, you know, in a nice, loving type of way. He thought that he would help him, so he spoke in a very arrogant type of situation. Rashi says, "To have a goyis baby Rav, somech ubotech alav mitaber gavos amalei." So I've kind of said to him, "Eat saisa, saisa. If you're going to listen to what I'm going to say, then listen. V'ilau, but if not, then mapikna lach Rav meunach. I'm going to remove Rav from your strength." In other words, he's not able to go, like, as in Rishis Oni, I believe. Right, able to go ahead and to rely on him. He can't help you. You know why? Dimishamtinalach, because I'm going to put you in Shamta and excommunicate you, and even Rav is not going to be able to help you in such a case. Okay, my friends, we actually... I'll draw more almost at the end of this. Kakato and kagodo tishmon. Here the small and the great. Amr Shalka Shei Chavav Lecha Din Shalpruta. The case that you're dealing with in front of you, that is a din of a pruta, should be just as precious kedin shal mea mana. If it's 100 mana. Lamaya Chaso, what in reference to what Lecha is this? Ilim ala ayone bay umipsike. If you want to say that it's telling you that even when a case is only a pruta, then he has to check in and he has to work it out accurately. Pshita, obviously. Ela akdome. What it means is in terms of giving precedence, as Rashi, in bala fenecha din shalpruta v'chazer ubad din acher shalmana hakodlam fenecha hektim lechtoch. So I don't care about the $100 million deal over here. If you have someone in front of you that has to be dealt with $100, you deal with that first. That's the order it came. That's how you deal with it. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.